you. Though the outward man ages, age is nothing but a number. That spirit on the inside will quicken you and continue to quicken you and continue to renew you. You'll be young at heart. You'll be young in your mind. You'll be young in your conversation. You ain't ready to get out of here. You got work to do. Hallelujah. Get it back up for me. For our light affliction. Paul calls whatever you've been through a light affliction. Well, it almost took me out. Still light. Brother, you don't know. It's still light. You act like God was struggling. He does hard stuff like he does easy stuff. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look at here what he says in the next verse. While we look not at the things that are seen, you see them, but you don't see them. Naturally, supernatural. But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, temporary, fleeting, changing, perishing. But the things which are not seen are eternal, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Amen. There's a part of you that's steadfast, can't be moved. It's always going to abound. It's always going to triumph. It's the conqueror. It's the one that can't be defeated. He's inside of you. But you got to live naturally supernatural. Tell somebody, you got a choice to make today. Either you accept the information coming out of your environment or allow supernatural faith to arise and dominate in your heart as you believe the promises of God. You got a choice, and we make that choice every day. You either live by your set of circumstances or you live the high life. You live the abundant life. You live the Zoe life. Amen. And the more you acquaint yourself with him and his ways, the more that life manifests in your life, in your environment, in time, in real time. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We need to make a song out of that. For we walk by faith and not by sight. You can look at something sometimes and feel like you don't have enough. But then you got to realize, God says, I shall supply your every need. Not according to what you see, but according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is that right? Let me see here. Tell somebody right now. Look at them. Look at them hard. Tell them if the job is too big, your God is too small. Is there anything too hard for God? We must learn to live naturally, supernaturally. The natural realm is temporary. It doesn't last forever. It changes every day. The spiritual realm of God's truth is eternal and permanent. The rock of ages. The truth of the spiritual realm has the power. Now here's where the kingdom and the natural domain clash. The truth of the spiritual realm or the kingdom has the power to change the short-term natural realm. In other words, that's when the kingdom kisses the earth. Heaven kisses earth. And you are the conduit. You are where God wants to manifest. Amen. It might not be happening for the people down the street or the neighbor next door. Amen. Because they've not honored God. They've not placed God in their life. But you have. Amen. That distinguishes you. That separates you. That makes you unique. That means you are chosen. Amen. Favor is not fair. Everyone has a choice. Measure appearances in reference to or according to God's truth. Always measure what you see with these natural eyes, whether it's 20/20 or 80/80, or you see, you know, nearsighted, farsighted. Measure what you see or what appears in accordance to God's truth. If what you see doesn't align with God's word, tell somebody, walk by faith. Remember, we already put our foot on the neck of Mr. Intimidation. We got him out. Now we're free to move. Now we're not hindered. Now we're not blocked. Now we're not wavering and uncertain. Now we're not impeded. If what you see doesn't align with God's word, tell somebody again, walk by faith. And listen, when you're walking by faith, listen, you're not just walking by, well, okay, Lord. No, when you're walking by faith, you are believing that God's word is going to change the natural circumstances. You're not just hanging in there and hoping and praying. No, you are believing something's going to change here. I'm walking by faith. God gave me this promise. Something's got to give. Something's got to happen here. That's walking by faith, not just a hoping and a praying and not knowing what to do and all that confusion. No, you're trusting that the natural circumstances going to bow. Because what you carry has the power to change real time and to usher in the presence of God, angels of God, the destiny for your life, all that God has promised you. Amen? Fear, listen to me, is always a result of not walking by faith. Ain't no neutral, ain't no in between, ain't no gray area. Fear results when you don't walk by faith. Don't listen to stuff and agree with it without the counsel of God, the word of God. Yeah, we know what the doctor said. But what did Dr. Jesus say? Amen. Mr. Devil uses information, natural information, to tempt you to walk by sight. What you heard. Where are the children of God? Where are the Joshuas and the Calebs? Where are the Moses and the Elijahs? We defeat fear every time that we walk by faith. And the result of that is that the power of God changes the environment. Tell somebody, I'm a world changer. Everywhere I go, I change stuff. See, that's why you got some enemies. Folks like change, but they don't like to be changed. And see, what you're carrying will challenge folk. It will convict folk to change. And they don't like that, so they don't like you. They don't like being in your presence. They can't look you in the eye because you're an agent of change. The one in you is looking right at them. See, there's no condemnation unto them that are in Christ Jesus, but they that don't believe are condemned already because they love darkness rather than light. And see, whenever you show up, light shows up. That's all that is. Don't take it personal. It's Jesus. If they hated him, they'll hate him in you. But even in that, you have authority to love them anyhow. See, realities that we are in, you have to understand, are subjective realities. Whatever people consent to, they practice all the time, and compromise becomes reality. And when we draw upon heaven's resources, the supernatural and the word of God, and consistently consent to that and compromise that and practice that, then we create realities. Amen. No matter where you are, in the midst of wherever you may be, you can still have the peace of God. And if you allow the river to flow, it'll flow out to people around you. Amen. People just want to be around you a lot of time because there's such a peace around you. And they don't have any peace at home. They don't have any peace in their heart. But when they get around you, that demon like in Saul, he all of a sudden he's quiet. The threats that we face today, they're real. And they're even dangerous. However, we have the word of God, which is real and dangerous. See, the word of God gives to us the absolute right to move with authority by faith. And not only that, to change environments. Amen. You ought to, when you get into something new, just go and know, whether you say it to anyone or not, know, all right, everything's about to change. Why you say that? Because I showed up. I don't mean to sound arrogant or proud, but the one in me is going to change everything. Because see, there's a whole lot here that ain't aligning with his word. But as long as I'm here and I'm representing him, I'm an ambassador. Amen. Where there's an embassy, there's a little portion of that nation. And see, we are ambassadors of a kingdom. And so I'm here to tell you that the kingdom of God has come. So the kingdom of the domain of darkness ain't going to be able to rule here anymore. Amen. Not on my block, not in my territory, not on my watch. Amen. Whatever was here has to go. If it ain't aligning with what God said, it's got to go. It can't rule here. It has no authority here.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.